Freely ye have received, freely give. 1912. Typed. During the years of Christ's public ministry, the first disciples were associated closely with him, that they might be trained for the work that as his representatives they must carry forward when he should be no longer with them. For 3 years they labored with him, hearing his words of comfort and hope to the weary and desponding, beholding his miracles in behalf of the suffering. When Christ returned to the Father, he bade the disciples continue the work he had begun. They were given power to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases among the people. Matthew 4, verse 23. By healing in his name the diseases of the body, they would testify to his power for the healing of the soul. Through ministries such as Christ had performed, they were to carry to all nations the gospel of his grace. In the same way his disciples today are to labor. In sympathy and compassion, they are to minister to those in need of help, seeking with unselfishness and earnestness to lighten the woe of suffering humanity and, through this means, win men and women to the great truth for this time. Is not this the fast that I have chosen? The Lord through his prophet declares, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke. Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh. Isaiah 58, verse 6, 7. Wherever the people of God are placed, in the crowded cities, in the villages, or among the country byways, there is a mission field for which a responsibility is laid upon them by their Lord's commission. The denominational churches in our land are doing something in the line of Christian help work. Some are working actively, walking in all the lights they have. They would do much more if they understood the truths that we hold. Yet many of those who know the truth, who claim to believe that the last message of mercy is being given to the world, are fast asleep. Many, like the sluggard, are folding their hands in inactivity. The Lord is calling upon his people to take up different lines of missionary work, to sow beside all waters. We do but a small part of the work that he desires us to do among our neighbors and friends. By kindness to the poor, the sick, or the bereaved, we may obtain an influence over them, so that divine truth will find access to their hearts. No such opportunity for service should be allowed to pass unimproved. It is the highest missionary work that we can do. The presentation of the truth in love and sympathy from house to house is in harmony with the instruction of Christ to his disciples when he sent them out on their first missionary tour. Those who have the gift of song are needed. Song is one of the most effective means of impressing spiritual truth upon the heart. Often, by the words of sacred song, the springs of penitence and faith have been unsealed. Church members, young and old, should be educated to go forth to proclaim this last message to the world. If they go in humility, angels of God will go with them, teaching them to lift up the voice in prayer, how to raise the voice in song, and how to proclaim the gospel message for this time. Young men and women, take up the work to which God calls you. Christ will teach you to use your abilities to good purpose. As you receive the quickening influence of the Holy Spirit and seek to teach others, your minds will be refreshed, and you will be able to present words that are new and strangely beautiful to your hearers. Pray and sing, and speak the word. The medical missionary work presents many opportunities for service. Intemperance in eating and ignorance of nature's laws are causing much of the sickness that exists and the robbing God of the glory due him. Because of a failure to deny self, many of God's people are unable to reach the high standard of spirituality he sets before them. teach the people that it is better to know how to keep well than to know how to cure disease. We should be wise educators, warning all against self-indulgence. As we see the wretchedness, deformity, and disease that have come into the world as a result of ignorance, how can we refrain from doing our part to enlighten the ignorant and relieve the suffering?
Because the avenues to the soul have been closed by the tyrant prejudice, many are ignorant of the principles of healthful living. Good service can be done by teaching the people how to prepare healthful food. This line of work is as essential as any that can be taken up. More cooking schools should be established, and some should labor from house to house, giving instruction in the art of cooking wholesome foods. Many, many will be rescued from physical, mental, and moral degeneracy through the influence of health reform. These principles will commend themselves to those who are seeking for light, and they will advance from this to receive the full truth for this time. God wants his people to receive, to impart. As impartial, unselfish witnesses, they are to give to others what the Lord has given them. And as you enter into this work, and by whatever means in your power seek to reach hearts, be sure to work in a way that will remove prejudice instead of creating it. Make the life of Christ your constant study, and labor as he did, following his example. Precious are God's promises to those who minister in his name. He says, "Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily. Thou shalt call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones. And thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water, whose waters fail not." Verses 8-11. Then go, teach and preach Christ. Instruct and educate all whom you can reach who know not of his grace, his goodness, his mercy.